Morning, Dorseyville family. It's a joy to gather with you again to worship the Lord this morning. I'd like to invite, if you're still in the lobby, if you want to come in and join us either in the sanctuary or in the overflow. And as always, a special welcome to those who are joining us online through Facebook on our stream. If you would like to get involved and support the ministries that we are doing here in Dorseyville, there are a few options for you to give. If you'd like to give, there are plates at the back of the sanctuary and in the overflow and through DorseyvilleAlliance.org/give. Once again, thank you for your generous and sacrificial giving. It supports all the ministries that we are able to do in the community and the things that we are able to do in our building here. Before we get into our announcements today, I know you realize, especially if you have kids that are back in school, that summer is coming to a close, and with that, Mark's sabbatical is coming to an end. So I hope that you have been praying for Mark as he's taken this time off to rest and to seek the Lord for himself and for our church in this season. So I just wanted to give you an update on the timeline of him coming back. So I'll be preaching this morning, and then next week, the 31st, we'll have Phil Harrison, who is a retired Alliance pastor. He's preached at churches for years and years, and will be joining us next week to bring the message. And then after that, Mark will be back. So his first week back will be September 7th. So if you especially, maybe you haven't been praying for him, maybe it's slipped your mind since June, if you really could keep him in your prayers as he's transitioning back in to being here full time. So we look forward to that. I hope that you do as well. So keep him and his family in your prayers as they are looking forward to transitioning back into him being with us every Sunday. So a few announcements before we get to our service today. First is Sunday school. We started this morning with James chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. I enjoyed it. It was a good time, and we'll be continuing next week looking at James chapter 1, verses 12 through 18. So if you'd like to be prepared for next week, that'll be James chapter 1, verses 12 to 18. We'll be meeting at 9 a.m. in the discipleship room. There will be coffee. Sometimes the Panera will be set out early, and you can steal a bagel like I did this morning. So come enjoy the coffee. Potentially the food, the fellowship, and the study of James. We are doing well on having leaders for this series. We have scheduled out through the end of October, through the end of our James series. If you would like to be one of the teachers, we are looking at continuing to schedule further out. I'll be on that speaking tour until December, and of course, eventually, I won't be here at all. So we're going to be needing teachers to continue the work of the Sunday school ministry. So if you'd like to be a part of that, if you'd like to get some training and some experience in leading a small group, I would really encourage you to talk to me either after the service or give me a call sometime, and we can talk through what it would look like for you to be one of our Sunday school teachers. Thank you to those of you who have already stepped up. I really appreciate you taking that step of faith. Also, as we're getting back into the school year, we are starting up our youth group again tonight. Tonight, I think from 6 to 8, we're going to have our first youth group of the year. So if you are in grades 7 through 12, you are welcome to come for youth group throughout the year. And then I think tonight, 6th graders are also welcome. So 6th through 12th grade tonight, and then moving forward, 7th through 12th grade, we'll be meeting regularly for youth group at 6 p.m. on Sundays. One more announcement. As we're getting into fall, it's hard to believe, but we are already only a few months away from Fall Family Fun Day. There are a lot of things that will need to happen for Fall Family Fun Day, a lot of opportunities to be a part of it. It will be this year on October 4th, the first Saturday in October, from 12 p.m. noon to 3 o'clock. That's a change from your bulletins and a change from this slide, so note that change. It is from 12 to 3. You are welcome to come at 11, but don't be surprised if we hand you a bucket of things to set up, and we appreciate your volunteering for 11 to 12. So if you would like to volunteer either with setup or bringing a dessert or being there day of, or all three, you are welcome to sign up. There is a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center in the lobby, and also a sign-up sheet if you'd like to be a part of the chili cook-off. I know we got a lot of chilies last year, and the competition was fierce, so if you'd like to be a part of that again this year, there's a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center in the lobby. So I know that was a lot of information I threw at you. There might be more in your bulletins or reminders of what we said this morning. But now, if you would join me in standing as we begin our service together with a word of prayer. Lord, we have come primarily to hear from you. Lord, you have promised us that you speak through your word, and you've called us to come together to sing and to read and to hear your word every Sunday. And so, Lord, as now we are gathered together in obedience to you, Lord, we recognize that we are part of a global church that is gathering together for the worship of your name. So, Lord, as you have prayed for our unity, Lord, would you unify us together again with those in our community, with those in our nation, and those around the world who are gathered together to sing your praises this morning. Lord, would you write the truth of your word on our hearts as we read your word, as we sing your word, and as we hear your word through the sermon this morning. Lord, prepare our hearts to receive your word, and prepare our minds to receive all that you would teach us through your spirit. So, Lord, would you be present in this place as we worship you this morning? And, Lord, it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to begin by reading a couple verses from Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness.
And we cry, holy, holy, holy.
of Jesus, the greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. We fall down. We fall down. We lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. At the feet of Jesus. I'm going to just take a moment here as we're singing about laying our crowns at the feet of Jesus to just give an opportunity for you to just actually do that. Anything that the Lord might bring to your mind that you're placing, you know, before Him, oftentimes good things that He's blessed us with, but that we're maybe unwilling to lay at His feet. Would you just picture those? Say a prayer to the Lord, offering them over to Him. Place of worship before the Lord and encouraging to also just keep in mind as we're praising him. If he continues to bring up anything that you're placing before him, just lay it at his feet. The altars are open as just a way to express that. But I'm going to continue with verse 6 of Psalm 150. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So if a few of you would be willing to just lift up some praises, especially focusing on his holiness. God, you are holy, you are set apart, so far beyond anything that we can even fathom. And yet you bless us with glimpses, the pieces of you that we see are just so amazing and wonderful. How can we keep from praising you? So we offer you our praises today and be enthroned upon them.
My God is alive.
'cause you're sovereign. I'll praise 'cause you're sovereign. Praise 'cause you reign. Praise 'cause you rose and defeated the grave. I'll praise 'cause you're faithful. Praise 'cause you're true. Praise 'cause there's nobody greater than you. I'll praise 'cause you're sovereign. Praise 'cause you reign. Praise 'cause you rose and defeated the grave. I'll praise 'cause you're faithful. Praise 'cause you're true. Praise 'cause there's nobody greater than you. All right, I want to just go back over this. I love you guys a lot. I haven't done this in a little while, but do you know what we're singing? This is amazing. A praise because God is sovereign, because he reigns, because he rose and he defeated the grave. He's faithful, he's true, and there's nobody greater than him. So when we're just like, yeah, God, I'll praise you because you rose and defeated the grave. Like, that's great. Come on, this is amazing. Like, let's just give him all that you have and let's lift him up. All right. I'll praise 'cause you're sovereign, praise 'cause you reign, praise 'cause you rose and defeated the grave. I'll praise 'cause you're faithful, praise 'cause you're true, praise 'cause there's nobody greater than you. I'll praise 'cause you're sovereign, praise 'cause you reign, praise 'cause you rose and defeated the grave. I'll praise 'cause you're faithful, praise 'cause you're true, praise 'cause there's nobody greater than you. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. When it comes to your goodness, your holiness, your mercy, we praise you. stretched wide, I will worship you. So I throw up my hands, I praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. I know it's not much, I'm nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing. Don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. You've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. 'Cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. You get shy on me, lift up your song, 'cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Hey, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Would you mind closing us in prayer before we go into the message?
Oh Lord, yes, we are so thankful because what do we have to give to you? What do we have to worship you but ourselves and to give you hallelujah? Lord, we just ask as we enter into this time of receiving your word, Lord, speak to us, speak to our hearts. Fellowship with you this time. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.